baby. Right here with SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, Studio W Buzz, Global Radio. We come to get you up so you can get down. Come on, come on, come on.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get down.
Come on.
Get up.
Yes, sir.
Take flight, blinding light, cover it up, cover it up, cover it up. Something kind of different.
What it do, everybody? What it do? What it do? Happy Thursday morning to you. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the Get Up and Get Down Morning Show with the one and only Pastor Derek, the Change Man Smith, SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, and Studio W Buzz Global Radio. Yes, sir. Coming to you by the way of the web, online. Yeah, happy Thursday to you. This is what I call the weekend eve. Yeah. So I get excited about a good old Thursday, y'all. Matter of fact, I go hard in the paint on Thursday. Yeah, because I'm telling you, I start trying to need to relax on Friday. But that Thursday right there, yeah, that's that last day. So we're going to get it on in, y'all. We're going to get it on in. We just heard from the Queen Bee, Miss Beyonce. We're talking about Cuff It, y'all. Yeah. Yes, sir. We're going to turn up tonight. And guess what? We're going to turn up this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started off real good to you. And so what I want you to do is I want you to buckle up because we're going on a ride. Let go.
Yeah, once again, y'all know it's going down. It's that dance, that hit. Now everybody, face the DJ booth. Mix Master Lee, Red Rum, J Smooth, Mix Fit Click. It's the stomp, baby. It's the stomp.
Right foot, stomp,
stomp, y'all.
Your left foot, stomp,
stomp.
You cha-cha with your right,
to right.
You cha-cha with your left,
with your left.
You turn to the right,
to the right,
and
y'all.
Move to the left,
to the left.
Back it up,
go back with it now,
and jump,
jump with your thing.
Now right foot, stomp,
stomp with it,
your
y'all.
Left foot, stomp,
stomp with it.
You cha-cha with your right,
cha-cha.
You cha-cha with your left,
with your left.
You turn to the right, and move to the left. Back it up.
Back it up, y'all. Come on.
And jump.
Now jump, y'all.
Good and hold it.
Hold it.
And hold it.
Hold it with the right.
And hold it.
Hold it with the right now.
And hold it.
Okay, now.
Switch it up. And hold it.
Left.
Left foot and hold it.
Tap it. Tap it.
And hold it. And hold it.
Let's do this one.
Wait a minute now. Right.
Right.
Left.
Left.
Right. Left. Cha-cha.
Cha-cha with that thing, y'all. Cha-cha with that left now. Now turn to your right. Go to the left. Back it up, y'all. Now jump.
Right foot, stomp.
That's right.
Your left foot, stomp. Your cha-cha with your right.
Cha-cha.
Your cha-cha with your left.
Cha-cha.
You turn to the right.
To the right,
and
y'all.
Move to the left.
Move to the left.
Back it up.
Go back with that thing, baby.
And jump.
Go on, girl.
Now right foot, stomp.
Come on, girl.
Your left foot.
Let me hear them feet talking.
You cha-cha with your right. You cha-cha with your left.
Bring it on back.
You turn to the right.
That's right.
And move to the left.
Yeah.
Back it up.
That's it.
And jump.
Jump down.
Right foot and hold it.
Once again, hold it with that right
and
foot.
And hold it.
Tap that thing up.
And hold it.
Tap that thing up.
Hold it.
And hold it.
Now we about to switch it to the left.
Switch it up and hold it.
There you go. Left foot. Tap
and
it up.
Hold it.
Tap that thing up, baby.
And yeah. Hold it.
Uh-huh.
And hold it.
Hold it.
Walk with me now, right?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all might as well come on. Y'all know I didn't come to play with you. Come on. Folks at tonight. Where the wrong folks at? If the wrong folks in the building, let me hear your holler tonight. Make some noise.
Everybody.
is chilling with their solo cup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We doing it big, y'all, on this great, big, wonderful Thursday morning. It is the Get Up to Get Down morning show, and we don't want to give a great big shout out to each and every one of you all that's listening. And I'm so happy that you are locked in with us, y'all. Your support means everything. I want to say thank you to that 901 Click. Yeah, the Team Rayborn fan club is always in the building. We want to say great big thank you to Miss Georgia Sweet Peach and to my cousin Barbara Hicks, who's always rocking with us, Miss Iris Minor Hayes, Sean Jordan. We just want to thank y'all so very much for all of y'all that stay not locked in. You know what I'm saying? That is a very, it's very, very, very special to me to have your support. And so today we want to say, you know, great big happy Thursday to all of you all that Pat Hill, Johnny Hampton, Donna Griffin, Julie Blakely, all of y'all that rocks with us on a consistent basis. We want to say thank y'all so very much. And so we are in the last stretch of March, and we are now in, you know, got spring going on. I want to give a great big shout out to my crew that came in to help me walk yesterday on the ordered steps. We are doing what is called the Wealthy Campaign, and in that we are want to be wealthy in areas of mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and physically. And so yesterday, the weather permitted us to be able to do our 60 minutes of walking and fellowship, and man, we had a great time. So I want to say a great big shout out to my crew, Miss Rose Roberts, that came through. Miss Thelma Brooks that came through, and Miss Evelyn Gilmore that came through. So we want to say thank y'all for hanging out, and Lady J the Queen pressed her way to be out there. And so we are working on our hot girl summer, hot boy summer. We're working on getting rid of diabetes medicine. We're working on getting rid of arthritis. We are attacking it with motion. And so I want to send a great big shout out to all of those people yesterday. So I've got some more disturbing news, but before I get into this disturbing news, I just want to celebrate that we are almost, y'all, we are almost at the halfway point of the year, and definitely have rocked out on this first quarter. I hope all of you all have really been, you know, moving towards your goals that you set in January, and I really hope that things are moving at a expeditious speed for you, and that you are making calculated decisions and not emotional decisions. I hope that you are doing what's necessary. A lot of times we don't like to do the work, and I found out that we have to do what we need to do in order to do what we want to do. So I hope that that is your stance on today, and that things are working in your favor. So I got some news yesterday, y'all. I got some news yesterday that rocked me, and I don't really understand why it rocked me so, but yesterday I found out that a legend, a soul artist passed yesterday. The one and only Peggy Scott Adams. And I never got the opportunity to meet her. I've shared stages with a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, out of my female artists, Denise LaSalle, Betty Wright, and Peggy Scott Adams. Now, them three ladies right there, and of course, Millie Jackson. Yeah. But those ladies right there, I learned so much by watching them and watching their shows and just watching how to move around in the industry. And so I learned a lot, and never did have the opportunity to share the stage with her. I've had the opportunity to be in the presence of Millie Jackson, and was able to have some personal one-on-one time with Denise LaSalle and Betty Wright, but never had the opportunity to meet Miss Peggy Scott Adams. And I'm telling you, this lady, man, this lady was a singer. Yeah, she just didn't sing, she sang. And she was classy and always personable from what I see, and I always watched her interviews, and she just took time with people and her fans. And so it's things like that that I learned from her. So we want to say to the family, to the soul industry, to the friends and to the fans, our condolences are with you. And Peggy Scott Adams, take your rest, girl. Job well done. Job well done. So at this time, y'all, let's listen to a little Peggy Scott Adams. Let's go. That's her, y'all. That's her. That's her right there. That's the queen. Yes, sir. Miss Peggy Scott Adams. Lord, have mercy, y'all. I'm telling you, that one right there has, that one right there, that didn't bother me. Let me tell you about Miss Peggy Scott Adams. She was born in Alabama in June 1948, and there she spent her childhood mostly in Pensacola, Florida. And before she was famous, she got her pretty good first gig in the music business. Prior to her solo career, she was a backup vocalist for Ben E. King. And y'all know him. He sung, "When the night has come, oh yeah, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see." So she sung behind him. And but in 1968, she came to fame in her own right and had a number of successful collaborations with fellow soul singer JoJo Benson, most notably including the endearing 1969 hit, "I Wanna Love You, Baby." All right, let's check that out. It sounds a little something like this. '69, "I Wanna Love You, Baby," with the one and only JoJo Benson and Peggy Scott Adams. So what happened was they released that song in 1969, and you know, it came up pretty good. She had that and another song that went well, "Love Us Holiday," with JoJo Benson. And but unfortunately, in the by the early 1970s, she was back to working a normal job and had left the music industry. And so, but in the 90s, thankfully though, rumor has it that Peggy Scott was convinced by soul producer Jimmy Lewis to return to the studio in the early 1990s. And her decision to accept was a wise one. She released the album of her revival called "Help Yourself" in 1996. This project reached number one on the U.S. blues charts and helped kickstart a career that looked like it was all but done. By far the biggest track on "Help Yourself," and arguably the the main driver behind this album's success was Bill. The album's opening song that detailed the painful experience of finding out your partner's in love with someone else. Not just someone else, but someone else. Let's take a listen.
Bill used to come over to my house. Soon. station with the
best music.
I love the music.
Studio WBuzz Global Radio.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, sir. That was Peggy Scott Adams, y'all. Yes, sir. Peggy Scott Adams. She released that song in 1996. Yeah. October 22nd, 1996. And when they released that, they just sent it out to the blues stations. And, but what had happened was Bill started getting airplay on the urban contemporary radio stations and soon gained most requested status at several of the larger stations. It peaked at number 87 on the Billboard Hot 100. And also then she did a music video and that became hot like fire too. So, the album Help Yourself, that's the name of that album. It began selling very well, making the Billboard 200 albums chart, peaking at number 72 and number 9 on the R&B chart. And number 1 on the top blues album chart. Yeah, so that put her back on the map. And I want to just say this right here to somebody that's listening. You may be feeling like you're too old to do it. You may feel like, you know, not just music, but anything in life. You just may feel like your time has passed. Hey, try that thing again. Try it again. What you got to lose besides time, effort, and some energy? But the reward could be so much better than you sitting and dwindling away talking about I woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, try that thing one more time and you may have a success story just like Miss Peggy Scott Adams, I'm telling you. So try that thing again. Yeah, but back to her. So she began to get back on the scene and tour, and I'm telling you, I remember 95, 96, man. Peggy Scott Adams was in my car, like, We ride and we gonna hear Peggy Scott. Yeah, we gonna hear this right here called I'm Getting What I Want. Just not getting where I want it from. Let's ride, y'all. Come on.
Just not getting it.
me, and maybe you change my mind. If I don't come around, you'll have a real good time. I'm getting what I want. Hey, hey, hey. I'm just not getting where I want it from. Let me tell you, a woman's gotta get. She gotta get what she can get. She can't get it from the one she wants. She gotta get it from the one she's with. That's why I'm getting it. But I'm hard to satisfy. See, he ain't giving me nothing, but at least you're willing to try. That's why I'm getting it. Got it this morning, gonna get it tonight. See, I'm using Mr. Wrong while I'm waiting for Mr. Right. Hey, I'm getting it. I'm just not getting it.
Yes, sir. She says she getting what she wants. She just ain't getting it where she wanted from. Yes, sir. That's the late but great Peggy Scott Adams. And you know what I love about her is that not only did, you know, cause I can really appreciate a good old school blues, southern soul R&B artist that know how to talk. They talk and make you feel that they know what they talking about. Yeah, I really can appreciate that artistry. I really can. And but what I love about what she did with her platform, she just didn't talk noise about cheating and sneaking and all that kind of good stuff. She actually addressed social issues, you know, like with the song Bill. She talked about that, and which addressed you know, the gay lifestyle. And also she talked about other social issues, about domestic violence. And you know, she would talk about this on her show. And what I love about it is that she didn't bash anybody. You know, she would say, you know, hey, she ain't got no problem with what you do, but she do have a problem when you're lying to people and deceiving people. And I, you know, I rocks with her like that. I think that's amazing. And so that's what she did. And she would also talk to the young women, you know, at the shows and from the stage, and just let them know that, you know, you're worth happiness, you're worth somebody that loves you for you, and you don't have to share, not with another woman or another man. And so she was, you know, bold in that type of stuff, and she would sit down and talk to you. But man, that show was always electrifying, and she was always, always cleaner than the Board of Health. I mean, I don't know who was responsible for her wardrobe and her hair, but I'm telling you, she brought it. Even up in, I mean, all through her 60s and early 70s, she still was slaying. She still, and wherever you saw her, she was gonna give you a show. And you probably would hear something that sounds like this.
Baby, baby, wake up.
Huh? Wow, what time is it?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, baby.
I don't want to hear my wife's mouth this morning. Where's my underwear?
Right here at the foot of the bed. You call me later.
Will do, baby. Bye.
I'm your part-time lover and your full-time fool. I don't care about nothing but loving you. My friend them told me I should set you free, but they don't know what to do to me. Care about nothing but loving you. Oh.
streets. I give you the freedom to express your freaky self. You get from me what you can't get from nobody else. I quit you once and I try to clean up my act. I was strong enough to walk away, but just too weak to stay. I'm your part-time lover and your full-time fool. I don't care about nothing, but loving you. I'm your part-time lover. I respect your home. Don't care about your house, 'cause I know that's wrong. When I see you in the streets, baby, and you're with your wife, you're hers today, but you're mad tonight. We should be ashamed for the things we do, but it's good to me, baby, ow, and it's good to you.
Tennessee, get ready. Save the date, July 22nd, 2023. That's right, July 22nd, 2023 is going down in Memphis, Tennessee. Team Rayburn Fan Club for the blues man Gerard Rayburn and the Church Boys celebrate 3 years. That's right, 3 years. And look who's coming to celebrate, Mr. Smoke and the Smoke Band. Jay Hammer. Jay Lake.
I want a party.
I want to do it one time for Southern Soul.
Casino.
It's your boy JL.
We can run.
The sweet sounds of soul from Dre Walker.
Ooh, ride this black horse. Ooh, come on and ride. Come on and
the soul ride. Singing pastor, Pastor Derek the Changeman. Smear. The Blues Man, Gerard Rayburn, and the Church Boys. You don't want to miss it. July 22nd, 2023. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. Call 901-314-4665. That's 901-314-4665. Get your tickets now. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7:15. It's a black and white affair. Make sure you have your face in the place. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir. We want to welcome you back to the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show with the one and only, your favorite host with the most, the one and the only, Pastor Derek Changeman Smith, the soul singing pastor. Yeah, here at SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, and Studio W Buzz Global Radio, baby. Yeah, we putting it on you real good for you today on this wonderful, thankful Thursday, and we are taking a look back at the career, at the life, at the ministry, at the message of the lady. The queen. Yeah. The one and only Miss Peggy Scott Adams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wrote music that, and sung music that made you really think about, you know, what you had going on. You know, she didn't mind. And we are missing this in today's music, especially in the soul market. So, we are just oversaturated with music that talks about Friday night going to the club and backing it up and making your eyes roll and twirl and all that kind of good stuff. And amen. I mean, you know, Ain't nobody mad at that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, can we write about life? Can we take a moment and write about what's going on in the world today? Can we, you know, I mean, so like a prime example, like this song I'm about to play for y'all, it really made you think. And even though it's about creeping and sneaking and all that kind of good stuff, you know, it was done in a way that still was fresh. Check it out.
Oh, foolish me, thinking we had a life. Why, you had a full-time woman. I was your part-time wife. Now, it took some time, but I'm over the hurt. Budweiser is the king of beer, baby, but you are the king of dirt. I didn't want you to leave, but I said it's all right. I survived the pain and the long, lonely nights. I was so in love, that love made me blind. You and some other woman never crossed my mind.
Come over here and take care of what now.
See what I'm talking about? Yeah, she won't play. She won't play. Yeah. She put her foot down and let you know real quick. Now look, you can do this the nice way or we can go the hard way about this. But let me tell you what we gonna do. We gonna make sure we keep a standard over him. Yeah, yeah, you ain't about to, have my turn out here catching the bus and you gonna drive them other ones that ain't yours to school. No, you gonna have to come a little better than that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The one and only, the late but great Lord, my heart is broken into a million gazillion pieces. My baby has left us and gone to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And speaking of that, Peggy Scott Adams was not, just like so many of the, what the world calls a secular artist, but I just call them artists. But, I tell you, so much so, she loved the Lord. She loved the Lord and she was, a follower of Jesus Christ. And did you not know that she even did a gospel album? Cause this is where she started out and her faith was rooted in Jesus. And so, yeah, she actually had a gospel album. And so, we're gonna play a cut from that right there, and then we're gonna get the word of the day.
Just the other night, my girlfriend called me, as she usually does every night. She's talking about her problems, and I'm sharing my problems with her. Then, children, something got a hold of me, and before I knew it, these are the words I said to my girlfriend. I wanna talk about Jesus. Your mind if I talk about Jesus tonight. Oh yeah, I tell you that tomorrow may be too late, and I can't afford no more mistakes. That's why I wanna talk about Jesus tonight. Tonight, yes I do. Ground.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you heard it. You heard it out of her own mouth. She said, I'm not trying to rush it, but when God calls me home, yeah, I'm going to bow down and go on. Worship at his gown. I like that right there. That's Miss Peggy Scott Adams. Right. I want to talk about Jesus tonight. Y'all know we just, Paul Beasley just left us this week and, this month. And now Peggy Scott Adams. But I tell you, love on your people while you can. All right. Love on your people while you can, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. But today's word is coming from Psalms 103. And we're going to start at the first verse, and I'll read until I get tired. But it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth the mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yes, sir. Listen, I hope you have enjoyed us this morning. We are just really elated about the Get Up to Get Down morning show, and we want to just thank y'all for tuning in with us and allowing us to share this life, the legacy, the lady, the one and only Peggy Scott Adams. We thank God for her life. We thank God for her ministry. And we pray that God continues to bless you for the rest of this day. It's Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith. And remember, change ain't change until you change.